So the Beis Yosef famously had a malach appear to him. That was over 500 years ago. There's a Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Bernfeld. He was a grandson of the Ksav Sofer. He lived 1917 to 1998. He was a Rav in Hungary. He learned in Pressburg, and in 1939 came to Eretz Yisrael. He learned with the Mari Dushinsky. He learned with the Chabina Rav. He served as the rabbi of Pagi in Rabbi Ramat Eshkol, that area over there. He was a Rav in Australia and Switzerland. In 1972, he was appointed the Rav in Chasam Sofer community in Zichron Meir in Bnei Brak. Died in 1998. I was alive at that time. He wrote a sefer called Meisharim Magid, statements that he received from a malach. Divrei Torah that he himself experienced. So, mind-boggling sefer. In his sefer, he writes, Parshas Miketz, Shegilo HaMalach, the Malach revealed to him on the 22nd of Kislev, Tavshin Dalad, which is 1944. Rishon was Seder Miketz, Sunday of Parshas Miketz. Hashemen Shechanto Lenerus, the oil that you prepared to use for the Chanukah Licht, Al Tishtamishbo, don't use it. Ki Ena Shemen Zayis, Mizese Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not from olive oil, from Israeli olives. Ela michutz la'aretz. Ad kan l'shoyne. Gets this memra from a magid, a vision from this malach, who tells him not to use chutz la'aretz oil. The question is, where does this come from? Is this halacha? Is this for everyone? So the sefer, L'kutei Meishar Magid, a sefer by Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Abuchatzero, who tries to analyze some of the statements of the Malach to apply it to our modern halacha. I mean, this is not 500 years ago. This is a Rav who died in 1998, grandson Ksav Sofer, Rav in Pagi. It's a very famous shul that we've all davened in Ramat Eshkol. It's the Rav of Pagi. So he writes like this. He says, the Rav Abuchatzero says, well, what's the reason for this? He says, maybe you could suggest that in the Beis HaMikdash, they only used oil from olives that were pressed in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, our menorah, we know, is connected to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So maybe that's a source. The problem is, if you open up a Minchas Chinuch, and you look at all the laws of lighting the oil, lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't say anything about oil from Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of other oil. The oil has to be a certain part from the grape, Shemen Zayizach. It has to be certain types of oil, olives, etc. But nothing about the olives being grown in Eretz Yisrael. So he went to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky the following question. It's a little bit off the beaten track. I know this type of chaburi. You'll bear with me. But it is, to me, it's fascinating. He says like this. Asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. He says, I'm not sure. Is there any inyan or hider for Adwalkas Neres Chanukah with Shemen Zayis to use Zayis that was in Eretz Yisrael of Lo Mizese Chutzarts? And he says, if there is an inyan, he says, does it come from the Beis HaMikdash? Rav Chaim Kanievsky cryptically answered him, Im nischat be'eretz Yisrael, if it's squeezed in Eretz Yisrael, it's dino k'shem in Eretz Yisrael and chayv ha'meiser. What does it have to do with anything? He says, if you squeeze olives that are from Chutzarts in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayv ha'meiser. What, does that mean you're supposed to use them? Not you're supposed to use them for Shemen Zayis, for Chanukah? Chaim doesn't answer the question yet. It'll be another person who asked Rabbi Chaim and got a different answer. But okay, one second. So this is what he asks Rabbi Chaim. It sounds like from Rabbi Chaim that there is no inyan to use Eretz Yisrael. He's just teaching halacha about squeezing olives from chutzarts that are brought and that are in Eretz Yisrael. You have to take off meiser. Fine. In the Netay Gavriel, Rav Arfenis, Rav in Brooklyn, he notes that some people have the minog to only use, some rebbes have a minog only to use olive oil from Eretz Yisrael for the menorah. So who does he quote in his footnote? He cites two rabbanim. He cites the sefer Imre Noam, which is the jik of a rebbe, and he cites the Rabbi Yechmiel Moshe of Koznitz, the Koznitz rebbe. So I tried to track down these two svarim. I went to Otzer HaChokma. One of them I found, one of them I couldn't. I found it, but I couldn't find it. The Imre Noam of the Jik of a Rebbe, if you look at the source that he cites, just says there's no prohibition to ship fruits from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. It's not degrading to the fruits, which is a whole separate topic. But he's not talking about Chanukah licht at all. So I guess you could bring olive oil from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz. But where do you see that there's a preference to use Eretz Yisrael licht? If you look at the Koznitz Rebbe, it said about him, Haneros Chanukah hayamaduk Rabbeinu rak b'shem en zayis shel Eretz Yisrael. You don't only use olive oil of Eretz Yisrael. But again, no source, no reason, no basis of where does this come from? The Malach told Rav Bernfeld. It's pretty wild. Okay. So Rabbi Abuchatzeren writes, he says, well, it's an interesting chabura. We could all go home and say you learned absolutely nothing. Because this is the Malach. Malach told Rav Bernfeld what to do. What does that have to do with me and you? We don't paskin based on what Malachim tell Rav Bernfeld. Okay, so it's not halacha l'maisa. However, in another sefer, someone else asked, the Mo'adei Agrach, they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, is there any practical halacha to use olive oil from Eretz Yisrael? And he said, ulai, maybe. Okay, so next, Mar Makom. Mitzvus van Hogus, Rav Sternbach has a piece in which we finally get a reason, finally get some reason for maybe a reason for olive oil. And Rav Sternbach is litvish sheba litvish. There's no, I mean, he's not dabbling in malachim necessarily. He writes like this: Mishamati al kama tzaddikim zechus yogin aleinu. He says, I heard from many tzaddikim shediktaku lahanuk b'shemin zayis b'shemin mizaisim shigar beritzra. I heard a lot of people only want to use olive oil from Eretz Yisrael. He says, and also the Bach writes that maflig b'mayus peris Eretz Yisrael. In general, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of kedusha. Why? She kedusha sa'aretz anishpas b'mikdusha sa'aretz al yona. He nishpas gam b'perosel sheyom k'mikdusha sa'shchina ha'shulchenes b'kerv aretz. The shchina is obviously on a higher level, but a higher level of kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the fruits in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of kedusha. Olechein v'adei demu'u yosru v'kaim ha'mitzah b'shem and mizeshim sha'aretz Yisrael sheshim kedusha. It has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with any actual halacha. It's look, if you have a choice to use oil, olives that are grown in Morocco, or olives that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, which would you rather use? Olives that are grown in Eretz Yisrael. It's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He says, Miu, he says, well, Matsanu b'shas v'rambam sheshadifas l'shem mizetzim shem Eretz Yisrael. It's great that these gedolim do this. I'm not belittling it. I get it that the Kedusha of olives in Eretz Yisrael are greater, but he says, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. He doesn't say it in the Rambam. Doesn't say it in the Gemara. He says in the Beis HaMikdash either. He says no source whatsoever. But many gedolim do it out of a kedusha to Eretz Yisrael. The final Mar Makom I saw on this topic is a sefer of Vidarashta v'Chakarta by Rabbi Grossman and Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He writes like this. He says, Masha Shah, this that you asked me, Im yesh inyan lahadwik b'shem en zayish shel Eretz Yisrael. Do you have to go out? I don't even know if the oil, I guess the oil they sell in Gift World here. It's from Eretz Yisrael? Olive oil for menorah? No. I don't know, you got to check. China, probably made in China, yeah? But I don't know, you got to check. I don't even know what we do practically. I guess the ones that have Israeli, the Hebrew on the front, no? You think important from Italy? Okay.
I don't think.
You don't think it's, you don't think
no,
so?
I know.
No. Oh, you know. So it's interesting. So all these rabbanim are saying you should use olives at Eretz Yisrael. No real source for it, but they say it's an inyan to do it. Says with the Rashi of Chakarta, is there an inyan to light shemen zayish Eretz Yisrael? And he says, I'll tell you why there is an inyan. The Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah writes that you should take Neris Chanukah, if you're using wax candles, from wax that fell from the Ner in the base Knesset. Why? Because since the wax was used for one mitzvah, you'll use the wax for a second mitzvah, he says. Same thing we said by Erev and Lechem Mishnah. You know, you use the Erev Tavshilin for your Lechem Mishnah. Why? Because it's used for one mitzvah, it's used for a second Mishnah. So he says, V'yesh no'agin l'hadwik mishner chanukah mishemin sh'yotayu noy sukkah. Some say that you hung the olives in the sukkah, you use that same olive to make olive oil for menorah. He says, kach she'im shamru kol mitzvah satuyas baritz. If you take off trumas and maisers off of this olive oil that was from Eretz Yisrael, you've already done a mitzvah with this oil. You may as well take that oil and use it for Neris Chanukah. So the upshot is, They talk about this connection to the base Knesset. Doesn't the base of Mikdash doesn't really fly. You have all these Gedolim, we're all using olive oil from Eretz Yisrael as a big halakha thing. Rav Sternbuch says, you want to explain why? It's a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Says with the Rosh of HaKarta, you want to give it a little more of a halakhic reason? Because since you did a mitzvah with them, you took off Trumas HaMaisus of it, unlike if you used oil from Morocco or Italy, it would no Trumas HaMaisus are taken off them. It's from Italy. So therefore, since you already took off Trumas HaMaisus off it, so therefore, you could you do it for another mitzvah.